League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Erline here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Said she tired of little money, need a big boy. Pull up 20-inch blades like I'm Lil' Troy. Now it's everybody flocking, need a decoy. Shorty mixing up the vodka with the liquor.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. holiday talk greater than draft talk. Okay. Draft talk. Well, we're coming up, though. It's going to be, it's like a month away, month and a half away.
I mean, it's about 7 weeks away. Isn't the draft late April?
Yeah, late April.
Still got plenty of time for Lance to put out three more mock drafts and have three different players for the Texans. And
plenty of time for Lance to bore us.
He mocked, if you missed it, the mock for Lance that just came out mocked the cornerback from Toledo to the Texans. And I was like, yay. I got to pretend like I care about Quinyon Mitchell.
Quinyon Mitchell changes organizations.
Does he? And now Lance wants to trade for L.J. Snead. Great. The L.J. Snead thing would be exciting. Are we in F them picks mode with the Texans now?
No.
We're so close. We think we're so close to winning a title. We're just trading picks away.
That's all we need is one piece.
Corner.
We're a piece
and
away.
And then we trade for maybe Brian Burns, and then we pay Christian Wilkins. How active are we getting?
We got money. Okay.
It's burning a hole.
We're spending that.
How much money are we spending, Lance, on improving the Texans this offseason?
A bunch.
All of it? We're not carrying anything over for next offseason?
Nope. We're going for it. This is a Super Bowl team.
So we're paying Christian Wilkins. I read it now. We're paying Christian Wilkins. We're saying F Quinyon Mitchell. We're trading for L'Jarius Sneed. And then we're trading for Brian Burns.
Yes.
I'm not.
Yeah, doing all
don't
that.
Have any, we don't have enough money for all that.
We don't have the picks either.
You can a future first rounder next year.
Okay. We'll give it. Oh.
For Burns.
Well, okay.
People have all these high.
What did Les Snead do? F them picks. Saying, guess what? Won a Super Bowl.
F them picks mode?
Yeah. Nah, I don't want to get F them. Yeah. I think we can win without doing F them picks.
Whatever. I want to talk to Astros, okay?
That's cowardice from you, Lance. Let's sell all our picks off for other teams and players.
I'm trying to build the smart way.
I'm done with Texans talk. The draft is it's 7 weeks away. We're okay.
Free agency is March 11th.
Whatever. 11th. Don't care.
You do care.
You do care.
The rotation right now. Fromber, Javier, Urquidy, Hunter Brown, JP France. Apparently he's okay. He came in with inflammation in his shoulder, but apparently he's throwing well and he should be ready for the start of the season. Well, at least for the fifth start. But Ronel Blanco's been throwing really, really well. I think he's got 8 innings now this spring with nothing, giving up nothing so far. He is actually looking pretty damn good. He threw again yesterday. 7 2/3 scoreless innings, striking out 8. Ronel Blanco might be, I mean, he's, you know, Ronel Blanco and blah, blah, blah. Ronel Blanco might be a guy, might be a dude this year for the Astros. I mean, even if he heads to the bullpen, because JV will be back, and you're probably going to go with a 6-man rotation. Even if Ronel Blanco, I think we need to start looking at, you know, Ronel Blanco's a guy. Oh, okay, Ronel Blanco. But Ronel Blanco might be a big part of this team in the very near future.
Yeah.
Look at how Brian Abreu came up.
And Blanco, because he has a plus arm and can pitch as a starter or long reliever, I think Ronel Blanco is going to, I definitely think he has a great chance of taking over the role of that is voided by Maton
and Stanek.
Or Stanek, yeah.
Yeah.
Stanek, you mean that role that he has during the regular season that disappears?
in the postseason.
I mean, Stanek, for the last 2 years, I'm like, man, Stanek helped you win a World Series. And then, he was getting frozen out during World Series.
He was frozen out, but he was the greatest reliever in Astros history. Sorry, we don't need you in the postseason.
Well, I don't know about greatest reliever in Astros history.
He had the lowest ERA ever.
Did he really?
Yeah.
It didn't seem like it. I think Dusty did the right thing keeping Stanek out.
Yeah.
I always felt uneasy with Stanek. Of course, to be fair, I felt uneasy with every bullpen pitcher ever for the Astros other than Brad Lidge, and then he turned into a disaster.
Well, and then he turned it back around for Philly and was 50-0 in saves.
How about the Astros agreed with me and they went and got Josh Hader? They were tired of those two-run saves.
I'm just saying, a guy who came in here gave you a good guy.
You insulted him a little bit.
I didn't sign Josh Hader. They did.
He sat right here in this room, right next to you.
And then we jinxed him, and it was bad after that.
And you praised all.
Do you remember
his,
how bad he was?
Yeah. Afterwards, he blew two saves.
Right after that, just went in the dumps.
Because you had this bad feeling about him.
He's a closer, just a lot of warning strikeouts.
You don't like Ryan Pressly.
No, you don't.
I like the person. He makes me nervous as a closer. I like him as a setup, man. That is my favorite Ryan Pressly setup.
You mean the one you're getting this season?
Yeah. This is my favorite. I've never been happier about Ryan Pressly.
I can't wait for mid-May where he's saying, maybe we should move Abreu to the setup role. Because Ryan Pressly makes me nervous in the eighth. It's going to happen. You know he's going to do this.
We don't know that.
I know you're going to do it.
Well, I mean, there's going to be...
No lock.
By the way, there's going to be plenty of times when Pressly worked too much or Brett Bray worked... That Hader worked too much. You're going to get Pressly back in there... Closing a game.
That's fine. That's fine. I mean, we all know.
I just hope
that,
you don't disparage him much that he can't even pick up a baseball
anymore.
We
all know that Ryan Pressly's saves sometimes were a little bumpy. There was some turbulence in that flight. That there wasn't is not true. There were speed bumps. You had a coffee, but you don't have, you just have this cup of coffee and you go over a speed bump. What do you think happens to the coffee?
That's why I have this one.
It spills all over the place.
Are there speed bumps in the studio? Because I came in yesterday and there's a coffee spill from your handiwork in there yesterday. A drop. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm listening to Dell and Dell's like, what a slob this guy is.
No. Where was coffee spilled?
There was coffee. There's a spot of coffee right near the second mic.
It's not coffee, it's condensation.
No, it was actually a drop of coffee. So are there speed bumps in there?
Could have been Paul.
Paul didn't come in until after me. How could it have been Paul?
Paul.
That's not how time works.
Could have been Mapes.
No, Mapes never walks in there except on Saturdays or Sunday. Stop it. It was you.
Could have been a cleaning person.
Are you going to blame everyone but accept responsibility?
I had my cup closed.
There was coffee on the table and your rings
guys
as well.
And Paul said I left the room a mess, so he pulled me doing my ice spice. Yeah.
As revenge.
Put it out there.
And I tried to figure out who did it. Paul said he did. He said,
why? Who do I like less? Pressly as a closer or Ice Spice? Easy. Ice Spice. I like Pressly as a closer way better than Ice Spice.
No one was questioning that.
Well, I just want to put that out there in case people were wondering.
Wait a minute.
Was there a poll question?
Who was asking whether or not you like Pressly or Ice Spice more? Who said that?
If that was, I don't, I mean, if.
If that was
if you're
a question.
Wondering, if you're wondering. Does Lance really not like? No, I like Ryan Pressly, and I like Ryan Pressly the pitcher. He makes me nervous as a closer, but I would much rather have. Who would I rather have babysit my kids? Ryan Pressly, not Ice Spice.
What is this?
Just asking random questions.
Okay. Obviously.
Who would you rather have babysit your kids if you had kids, Del? Ryan Pressly, Phil Maton, or Ice Spice?
Phil Maton's now.
Maton's fine.
I think Phil would scare the kids.
Because of the Maton face?
Yes.
All right. Who would you rather have babysit your kids, Ryan Pressly or Sydney Sweeney?
Sydney Sweeney.
What?
See, there it is. Sydney Sweeney more than you like Ice Spice.
Yeah, I do. I do. Yeah, I think she's more wholesome.
So we
do you
wholesome?
Did you ever see that movie Euphoria?
Well, TV
it's
show,
a TV
but
show and
point made though.
I mean, listen.
It's a what?
I said TV art. Show, but point made.
It is a TV show.
It's art.
That's an acting role. That's art. Not who she is as a person.
She probably didn't have that thing happening to her.
I saw stuff being done.
Well, on a screen
art, as
on
art.
Television. Yeah,
did you ever see that? Did you ever see Ice Spice do that stuff? No.
Have you, Lance?
Just a matter of time before that gets leaked.
When one was not reality, and I think the Ice Spice one would be reality. A leak, as he says.
A leak. Oh. You ever seen Sexy Red?
I try not to.
That was terrible. I saw that leak.
Why are you seeing all the stuff?
Because it's just on
Twitter.
Why are
you so engrossed?
Just all of a sudden, no. It's just on, I'll just check, oh, why is this person trending? Why is this person trending? And sometime on trending topics, people will intentionally put some videos you don't want to see there. Just so you have to see them. I'm just, like,
Sexy Red?
You don't want to see that.
I don't want to see
that. Just don't Google it.
No,
it's
I'm not
great.
I'm not doing that.
She's not babysitting my kids.
Why are you
either.
So locked in on those particular artists? Sexy Red and Ice Spice.
I just think they act just inappropriately. Madi has told me about them.
Madi seen him?
Yeah, and Madi, well, she heard some of the stuff. And
Madi,
she's not
Madi would
a big
not,
fan.
Madi now, might have a word or two for Sydney Sweeney if she was babysitting.
Lotto says some ugly stuff, too. Lotto says some ugly stuff, too.
Yes, that
but
triumvirate.
But Lotto seems like she's pretty intelligent. I just, yeah, I couldn't have Ice Spice. I wouldn't let Wander Franco do anything with anybody.
What? Oh, my God. Wander Franco?
No, it's not like I just let any babysitter babysit kids.
Why not Josh Giddey? Have him come.
Nope. Oh. But no, he's for sure not Josh Giddey. Is Josh Giddey playing? Yeah,
he's playing it.
American basketball.
Yes, he is.
Who was the guy that from the Spurs?
Josh Primo?
Whew.
No, not Josh. He ain't babysitting.
He ain't never getting back, is he?
No.
Probably not.
No.
He
no.
kept, yeah, Josh Primo. Man, what is with these?
What's with these Joshes?
What's with the Joshes?
That do stuff.
And what's with these young nerds who, like, what are y'all doing?
Well, they're not even nerds. They're NBA players.
Yeah, they're kind of players. All right, we got a break at 9:15.
Predators.
Okay, this better than draft talk? I think so.
Did you want it?
I'm pretty sure.
Ice Spice versus Ryan Presley as a babysitter? Did you
ask,
want that?
Now, you asked for it.
I can tell you that my wife would not want Sydney Sweeney babysitting.
No.
Plus, it'd be real weird when my wife says, we've got a 17, a 15, and a 13. We don't need babysitters. Just let Sydney babysit. How much are you paying her?
No matter.
$400 an hour.
Well, done. Oh, like, yeah, she'll do that.
Yeah.
Sydney Sweeney, I can't wait to babysit for you for $400 an hour.
Yeah, there's not a real.
No, she would not want Madi. Okay.
No.
Madi would give her the business.
No, Madi would be talking to her. Madi would love talking to her.
Oh, really? With everything showing like that?
I don't think she'd show up to the job dressed like that.
That's the only way you ever see Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, my God.
With the cleavage.
Yeah.
Everything she wears, the cleavage.
She understands the strength.
I'm going to do you guys a favor. I'm going to look for Sydney Sweeney candidates and show you that sometimes she just wears a t-shirt.
Never. You'll
Good
never
luck.
Find that picture.
I'm going to find
now.
It.
Okay.
I'm going to find
it's a
it.
Loch Ness watch, monster.
So they had a scene. Did
it's
you
not,
see this
it's
one?
Not Bigfoot.
She was a Hooters waitress. They did a scene. Did you see that one?
They wanted her to do a charity event.
Where the girls got, I made 39 I made 42. Sydney Sweeney made 36,000 for lunch. The tables were real nice to her, overly nice. Oh, I'll tell you a story during the break.
Okay. Right now, I'm telling you about gun safes. I'm telling you about commercial safes. I'm telling you about jewelry safes. I'm talking about home and office safes. I'm talking about Houston Safe and Lock. Houston Safe and Lock, the leading provider of innovative commercial access control solutions. That is the way you get in and out of your buildings. They got safes. They got showrooms of safes. They got a warehouse of safes. They've got all that. But they also got locks. No matter what you need with your locks, okay, it doesn't matter what the problem that you have. Do you need to change your locks at home? Okay. Then there's probably a problem that you have. But you know what? Houston Safe and Lock will come, and they'll change all your locks at home. You need to change your locks at your business? Houston Safe and Lock will do that. Do you want PIN codes? Do you want a smart device? Do you want your phones to open up your doors? Do you want key cards? Do you want fobs? Whatever it is that you want, they'll do that. They got Medico as well, which is the best lock that you can possibly buy. They'll explain that to you. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter what it is. It's not even close. They provide more safes in this city than anybody. They've been doing it forever. Derek DeSola is going to tell you exactly what you need to know. He will guide you through all of this. 713-522-5555. 713-522-5555. Or go to 975safe.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to John and Lance and some great music presented by RC Ranch,
the official beef jerky of the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo.
This is Jelly Roll. He's going to be at the rodeo tonight. He has a very popular song with Lainey Wilson.
What a story Jelly Roll is.
Yeah.
First time I saw him, I thought it was like a... Well, why don't you finish your read?
If you want to see him tonight, he'll be there at the rodeo. You can. This is Save Me with Lainey Wilson, who's also at the rodeo.
So I know somebody that got a chance to talk. Was that some kind of a party or event with that Jelly Roll was at? He couldn't be a nicer person. He was like, I'm coming to Houston. Here's my card. Call me when you come. When I'm there, and I'll get you ticket. They were like, I just met the guy, and he could not have been a nicer person. Did time in prison, and yet he is where he's filling up. He is filling up now NRG tonight. That is just a great story where he came from, where he was, and what he's doing now. Just great. You know who else? I learned this last night. You know Justin, who had Rise and now it's Warehouse Live.
Yeah.
Lainey Wilson played Warehouse Live last February 23rd. There were 200 people there. Lainey Wilson, 200. She's going to play in front of 70,000 this Saturday. There were 200 people at Rise when she was there last February 23rd. Yellowstone comes out. Boom.
Yep. That happens.
She was different then, dude. She was thicker then.
So? What?
Well, no.
Well, this is music. What are you talking about?
No. I'm just saying. She.
Wow. I mean, he was doing fine. The Jelly Roll's a great story. He was doing just fine. He didn't need to do that.
He didn't have to.
I didn't do anything.
Don't you like thicker?
No. Justin showed me a video of her. He goes. Look, she was at. Look at Prime. There's like 200 people here. I had her at Prime. He also had Stapleton, Chris Stapleton.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had him there before. He had Drake before Drake was. Drake played Warehouse Live before he was big, before he was huge. Yeah.
Oh, that's been going on since. When did Drake start getting
Drake's
big?
Drake's first sold out show in Houston was at Warehouse Live.
Was that in 12?
It was a while ago.
Somewhere around there, maybe even, actually, I think even earlier.
No, it was later.
12.
No, it wasn't.
Drake was different then. He had a worse haircut.
What, yeah,
John.
Anyway, so those are these are some success stories.
Yes.
Of people that come from, and this was just last February 23rd.
Drake launched his music career in 2006.
He's been around for quite a while now.
Yeah, he's 37. By 12, he was already getting big by then. So
he was a young.
Well, he sold it out. He sold out.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was a young actor.
But here's the thing, just like Chris Stapleton.
Yeah, was that
Justin booked Chris Stapleton? Get this, Chris Stapleton played the small room at Warehouse Live, 400 people. He booked Chris Stapleton before Stapleton blew up. But then Stapleton had to play the date that he had signed up for at Warehouse Live for only 400 people.
Well, he could have got out of it.
No, he didn't. He
would have been
it.
A contract. Oh, it's been plenty of people who've gotten out of stuff.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, my throat.
Yeah, right. I'm sure, but he did it. That's good.
That's good. He lived up to it. Yeah.
And there was like some other band that was playing in, that was much smaller that was playing the main room at Warehouse Live. And he was like, I couldn't change it because they already had the big room. What was I going to do?
You are giving us great stories. I'm not even joking. Luckily, Chris Stapleton is probably the same size he was then as he is now. Actually, just size.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So he was big then.
Yeah.
He was big.
But so he's
big
not
now.
But is he thinner now?
Or he didn't lose any weight.
Oh, okay.
How is he so big then?
He's still a big guy.
If he didn't get skinny like Lainey Wilson, yeah. how did he wasn't thicker?
If you can't tell the difference between Lainey Wilson then and Lainey Wilson, I listen to her music.
No. Well, I don't listen. I have before. I don't really own anything of Lainey Wilson, but
you didn't watch the Country Music Awards.
No, I didn't.
She looks different.
I think our point might be that what does it matter?
What does it matter, John?
By the way, he also had Adele. Does she look different? Yeah.
He didn't have Adele.
Yes, he did.
Justin had Adele. At what show? At Warehouse Live?
At Warehouse Live.
Well, but he didn't have at which Warehouse Live?
The first one.
The real one.
The original.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he was there? Justin was there?
He had Adele there. Justin had Adele.
I thought Justin had Prime. I get confused what Justin had. Because now he's got, okay.
He had Rise, which was Prime. Yeah. But, and I don't know which one Adele bought, played.
He bought Warehouse Live.
He did buy Warehouse Live, and he closed it, and he's now Warehouse Live is Midtown.
So he just, he.
Yeah, but she was at the original Warehouse Live, not his.
Yeah, no, his. Justin booked Adele, yes.
What he's saying did? Is, yes. What he's saying, Justin had the original Warehouse Live and just How moved the name over to the new location. Is that what you're saying?
He closed Warehouse Live. You know that's going to be a construction war zone right there.
Sure.
It's going to be terrible because they're putting in the Highway 59. There's going to make a park and all kinds of stuff.
Is that one of the reasons he bailed?
It's going to be a nightmare getting a Minute Maid this year. A nightmare.
Oh, yeah. No. Are you
because
serious?
All of that crap is going to be under construction right there.
Because
Woodrow's, all that stuff right there. Where
Cobos.
Yeah, Cobos is. It's going to be a construction zone. Anyway, he closed Warehouse Live and he moved it over to Midtown now. And he had Adele.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did book some
huge.
But he got them before they were really big. Adele, yeah. I guess so.
You think Adele's big?
Did he ever
big?
Do Insane Clown Posse?
You think Adele is big? She not as big as she was.
I don't know why it has to be this way. Why can't it just be Adele?
Great singer.
And Justin having her before
Thank God Abigail's not here. My God.
This is what you want to subject
Abigail
her to?
Was teaching never her. Big?
No, but what would this be teaching her about
stop
women?
Stop it.
I better just make sure that I keep working out because then John will start crushing me.
Hmm. Remember when we had Abigail and she was in shape? Look at her now.
God. She might be listening. Abigail,
possibly.
Don't feel any pressure. This is just John's just kind of like
I
this.
Didn't talk about Abigail. You two did.
You mean you said Lainey Wilson used to be thick, but she's good now.
No, I didn't say good. I did not say that. I said she used to be bigger than she is now.
So what?
I didn't say that was good or bad. I didn't say
then
that.
Then why are we mentioning it?
Well, I'm just saying she looks different than she did. So you might not recognize her if you saw her at Warehouse Live.
Okay, so you're saying
at Rise.
Thick, 200 people in attendance. Thinner, 70,000. That's what you're saying.
It's just, I think it's a coincidence. No, actually, Yellowstone made her.
Yeah.
And she was thicker on that show than she is now.
Once again.
Patsy Harrison's real skinny now, too.
Yeah.
Don't you get started.
No, I'm just saying. It's too much. Too much.
It's too it. Much for both
women
of us.
Need,
stop.
Need
too much
quit,
for both
women
of us.
Need to quit freaking out about that kind of
Uh-oh.
Stuff.
Uh-oh. Stop. Are you telling women how they
boy,
should look?
Really,
is that what you're doing?
He has really caused me to.
Wait, yeah. We got to get Sandra in here. See what she thinks.
Sandra,
about.
What did you look like? What
no,
do you look like
I'm
now?
I'm not asking what she's wearing or anything.
By the way, you make that joke like you haven't done that in the past.
One time or two.
Oh, she just wants to talk about Fanatics.
Yeah, Fanatics. Let's
talk. Yeah. Let's try to keep it to baseball here, okay, John?
Okay, what up? What up, Sandra?
Hey, guys. What I want to ask is, why are the new Nike MLB jerseys garbage?
I don't know.
I don't know.
And Fanatics took over that, and it's like they're barely using any materials. The Fanatics jerseys themselves have no heft to them. They're lightweight. They're like something
is
you would get.
Is that why?
Yes.
Because of the heat and they're trying to make it.
Yes.
Now, don't forget baseball players who used to wear wool. Right?
Yeah, that was years ago.
No, I know. But they play in days in the summer in wool.
Yes.
So now they're
trying. Well, you also used to come with three-piece suits and a hat on to the
game. That's true.
Say, hey, let's watch the boys hit it out of the ballpark
here. Hometown nine. But look at NFL jerseys, how tight and small.
Yeah.
Back in the day, they were bigger and looser. Yeah.
Had to go over the shoulder pads.
Right.
You had no choice.
So are they trying to be more streamlined? Is that what Fanatics is trying to do? And they're just failing?
Well, some people believe they just went cheap. They're trying to save money with how they built it. Yeah, that's one of the talks out there is that they went cheap with how they built it. Other people say it's trying to be cooler. They're basically see-through. The pants are see-through in many cases. You have the people who are buying the jerseys say, wait a minute. The jerseys they used to get were really, you know, were very well-built and heavier and had some heft to them. And you could feel how, you know, they felt legit. They felt like you had something special. Now you're buying Fanatics jerseys. They say feels cheap, lightweight, doesn't feel like you're wearing something that the
and
pros
see-through.
Wear. Yeah, and very see-through.
The pants, it's something that's really become an issue.
They can see your clothes that are tucked in. They just might as well wear gray sweatpants.
Right. Are guys going to wear thongs now so they don't have underwear lines?
Some of the more metro guys may, yeah.
You think so?
Uh-huh. Oh. Well, they're already wearing, well, not thongs. They already wear jock straps because they're wearing cups.
Right, right, right.
So I think that's already going to be a thing, right?
Right.
And so, you won't see anyone's junk because they'll have cups on, unless you're talking about a starting pitcher who's his day off. And
you still have to.
You don't wear a cup if you're a starter with no game.
Oh, if you're not pitching that day, yeah. No. Unless you get thrown
anyway,
in.
Anyway, you know what?
Like Garrett Cole, was he wearing a cup
when
AJ didn't put him in?
No. Hopefully I didn't plan. You know what? If I'm Mauricio Dubon and I'm not starting, I'm not wearing a cup. You tell me, Dubon, you're pinch hitting. This is what I do.
You put it in?
Yeah. I'm not going to wear one on the bench and sit there like, man.
All day, yeah.
You don't have to. Like, that cup gets thrown in when you need to, and that's it.
So you got cups laying all over the dugout?
Just cups all over the dugout.
Oh, that's gross.
Sometimes you take the bat and you throw and you. When's the last time you saw somebody throw a fit in a lock in the an Astro throw a fit?
An Astro throw a fit?
It's been forever. Yeah. I don't remember one.
Breaking coolers and stuff?
No. Yeah.
I don't remember it either.
They're too cool for that. Now, the one guy who gets fired up used to is Hector Neris.
Or Kent Giles punch himself in the face.
I don't count Kent Giles. That was a dark time. I can't believe we won a World Series with Kent Giles. They had to banish him from the bullpen.
Right. He was so
bad they had to banish him from the bullpen in the World Series.
Okay, we got to break it here. And I got to talk about my man, Kent Jones, over at Dream Rate. Listen, here's the deal. Kent, this guy, he has been in the mortgage business for 29 years. He is a listener to the show. He knows all about the show. You got to call this. There is nobody that is into mortgages like Kent Jones. I am telling you, he thrives on this. He's told me stories about all of the people that he has saved money, how he is a divorced woman who was trying to get her mortgage, but it was such a hassle because of the divorce and everything, and he saved the day. This guy loves mortgages, I'm telling you, and he is going to work his ass off for you to get you that mortgage that you need. And here's the deal, too. Is if you no application, no security number. So a lot of times when you check out whether or not you can get a mortgage, your credit gets dinged. Well, not if you don't put in your social security number, not if you don't give them your driver's license, no appointment. He will give you a rate quote in minutes over the phone. So you want to know how much your mortgage is going to be if you put this much down on this big a house. Kent Jones can tell you that without dinging your credit. This happens all the time. I'm telling you, he has saved people thousands and thousands of dollars on the day of. You don't even think about this stuff. Oh, look at this mortgage company. I get a fee here, fee there, fee here, fee there. Kent Jones says, no, you don't have to have all those fees. I'm going to save you on those fees. He does this every single day. You're looking for a great way to get that mortgage. Kent Jones is the guy for you. He's going to give you that personalized attention. 713-520-5626. 713-520-LOAN. 713-520-5626 or 975loans.com.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC. NMLS number 2482473. J. Kent Jones. NMLS number 356118.
ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back. Our final segment. Okay, what did we miss today, boys?
I actually have a lot. We could have done a really good sports show today.
Well,
how about the Supersonics headed back to Seattle? Very real possibility.
How about that Kevin Durant is rumored to be the guy that opens up that building again?
How good would that be? Seattle deserves to get their team back. They're passionate about their teams. I wouldn't want to live there, but
they're passionate about, like, that. I don't know the stuff that they're passionate about. I'm not crazy about that.
You have this one. Ben Simmons passed up a dunk in the 2021 Eastern Conference Finals. Nobody expected the downward spiral his career would take. Since that series, Simmons has played 57 regular season games. He sat out 2021-2022 due to mental health issues, and he's been dealing with back problems more recently. He missed 38 games during the opening months of this season. He played 9 games since returning, but once again finds himself on the injury report. However, Simmons' agent, Bernie Lee, has taken responsibility for his current injury struggles. Quote, "We continue to try to find non-surgical options to allow Ben to move forward on a permanent basis, and that is where this is my responsibility, and I am the one to blame. Come this offseason, we're going to implement some processes and outside input that will allow him to finally move forward from this ongoing issue." Let me tell you what this is. This is the agent trying to just take the bullets for his client. He wants to hang on to his client, wants to keep the paychecks coming. But here's the problem. Once you get surgery on the back, bye-bye. Yeah. There's a good chance he will never be the same. It doesn't really matter. He doesn't play anymore anyway.
Bernie Lee is also the agent for Jimmy Butler. Can you imagine how different those two clients have to be?
Oh, my God. Can you? Which one does he like? Oh, he got to love
Jimmy.
Do you think that Jimmy Butler is on the phone with Bernie Lee, and he said, "Man," and they're talking, "these soft ass bleeps. I'm tired of messing with them in Miami." He's probably saying that. And he goes, "What's up with your boy Simmons?" "Oh, he's missing this year with mental health issues." And then, and then this year it's a back, he can't play. And I can only imagine what Jimmy Butler says. I know what he says. It's three words. And I know he says it. I can't say it.
No, you can't.
But I know what Jimmy Butler would say because I can hear it in my head. Mm-hmm. And I think he'd mean it. And I think you don't want to put me on the phone with him. See, here's what you're – if you're Bernie Lee, like, "I can't. Ben's ordering Danish right now. I can't put you on the phone with him. He's talking to the barrister right now." Like, you couldn't let Jimmy – Jimmy Butler could put him mentally, he would be a wreck. If Jimmy Butler talked to Ben Simmons, you couldn't have that.
Oh, no, you can't have that. What about Dak? Speaking about being in your feelings, Dak Prescott, apparently he was on some podcast. Which one was it? He feels like he's attacked by questions about culture. He was on with Dak Prescott.
The pivot.
Was it the
Vlad?
Pivot?
He's guessing. He doesn't know.
So Micah Parsons had this to say: "We have to have way more accountability. I just think we let things slide too often because we know we're good. That's all about me. I want to change the culture. I want to change the identity of what the Cowboys are. Cut the extra stuff out. I just want people to lock in for 22 weeks. 7 months can change your life, and I'm ready." Dak, he was on with tactically about the team. Transcription, this was per CBS Sports. "Yeah, the culture is high on it. The culture is high, honestly, and the culture is great from my standpoint. My point is that something I bragged on and took pride in. So if there's questions about that or concerns about that, I feel attacked. I'm sure some guys in the locker room do, but at the end of the day, it's a business. And the way that this business plays out, people don't get exactly what they want. There's always sourness, I guess you could say, somewhere. I don't want to make anything bigger than that." Why are the Cowboys not doing a Dak deal right now?
Well, and the cleared up, he was at a charity event. It was this past Monday. Some big thing that happened in Dallas. Troy Aikman was there as well. Why are they not doing a deal?
Well, is this it for Dak in Dallas?
No.
They got a year left on this deal. This is when you'd give them
Dak
the extension.
Cousins. They can't get away from him. Too much indecisiveness. Too much you don't know, devil you know versus devil you don't. Only it's getting so expensive, it's just a killer.
It's 59.
But Dak is better than anyone you're going to be able to get. That's the thought. It's the same way Minnesota can't get away from Kirk Cousins, and they'll probably re-sign him to another one-year deal. What do you do? This is when you're stuck. Now, Dak is better than Kirk Cousins, but what are you going to do? Start over and draft a quarterback at the back, and you want to go get Bo Nix or Michael Penix? Where does Dallas even draft?
Well, they won
the
division.
Drafting the back end. You want to go draft – I guess it's a possibility. I've never really thought about Bo Nix or Michael Penix. I'm always thinking offensive line. But, I mean, what about that?
What about that?
What about that? Bo Nix or Michael Penix? Don't people have to quit coming to me with Spencer Rattler. That's not a serious conversation.
They're not serious people.
You're not a serious person if you are not trying to.
Serious people.
You are not serious people if you think Spencer Rattler is a future good starter in the NFL.
The Cowboys
is so junky.
The Cowboys draft 24th.
Okay.
Oh, right. Well, right after the Texans.
Penix. And how much would that shake up the draft if he did that?
You're drafting Penix.
It'd be the talk of the first round.
You're drafting Penix in a year where Mike McCarthy has to win.
Yeah.
And you're going to give a first-round pickup for Michael Penix?
Michael Penix is going to be a 25-year-old rookie when the season starts.
And injury-prone 25.
A guy with four season-ending injuries in a row. Last two.
There's no chance he's in the first round. No chance.
Last two, he has not been injured with Washington, by the way. But how would you like to have, well, in really any of these quarterbacks, Bo Nix will be a 24-year-old rookie. You have to wait a year for Dak. Like, and then you end up cutting. So you're not going to even get your time, your start, until your first start until you're 25, 26 years old. That's tough.
So one last thing. Tony Grossi of ESPN Cleveland talked to Texans general manager Nick Caseria of the scouting combine, asked him, who do you think won the Deshaun trade? Nick said this. I haven't been able to keep track of all the moves. Anytime you give up an asset, you're getting assets in return. What you do with those assets is all about the decisions that you make. We were fortunate we've added players that have been able to help our team. I don't think that there is any question that the Texans won that draft, resoundingly. Will Deshaun be a Cleveland Brown this time, or not this time, probably, after next season? Is this Deshaun's last in Cleveland?
Can you believe, what's a worse deal, that or Russell Wilson?
That'll be a question.
God, Deshaun's got to have a...
He's only started, what, 12 games since
Deshaun's
he got there?
Deshaun's got to have at least an average year.
He started 12 regular season games.
They can't get away from Deshaun right now. Too much money that's guaranteed. They guaranteed his whole contract.
So did Russell Wilson.
Doesn't matter. Teams don't have that much. This is an unprecedented move. It's never happened in NBA history, NFL history, that you're going to take this big a cap hit for two straight years? It's impossible.
Will Deshaun be a Brown after next year?
Yes. Yes. Unless he's traded. He could be traded, I guess. You can't cut him. It's impossible. You have to trade him.
What value?
You're not saying cut anyway. You're saying trade.
It could be cut.
No, he can't. 230 is guaranteed. You'd have to take
a
cap hit.
Well, they already paid him two.
What are you taking a cap hit
of
150 million?
They've already paid him two seasons of it. This will be a third season of it. This will be this third season there, of the 230.
Okay. Here's your
3/5 of it. You have two years left.
Right now you're cutting him. Your dead money this year is $200 million.
Next year. I said after
this year.
And then you could change.
Next year, your dead million.
136.
It's 136 minus the 46 you owe him. So it nets out at a $90 million cap.
Okay, you just cut for 85 and you put it over two seasons because you do it.
No, you can't function. You got to sign free.
You just did
too much.
The Broncos just did it.
No, but you have to have a tremendous amount of cap space available to even be able to fade that. And then you can't make moves. Like, you're dead. You can. This is how bad this contract is. Your cap space, you can cut him in 2026. You can cut him before the 2026 season, and he's still going to cost you $26 million in cap
space. That's nothing.
$26 million in 2026.
Team,
you can't take a $90 million cap hit. You can't.
All right, we got to break it. 946 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You got to talk about Underdog.
Underdog Fantasy wants you to play the Pick'em Challenge. What you do with the Pick'em game, it's in the bottom left-hand corner of your app. You download the app. It's an awesome app. It's easy to read. It's easy to follow. It's very intuitive, and you get to work on these Pick'ems. Now, here's what we're doing. We're taking a look at all the different games and all the different sports, but I want to focus on basketball. If you had higher on the points, rebounds, and assists for Alper and Şengün, easy W. If you had lower points on Victor Wembanyama because you knew the Rockets wanted revenge for the way he acted on the night that the lottery was announced, easy W. You have to pick just between two and five players, and you have a chance to win up to 100 times your original play. It's completely legal in the state of Texas. It's real money we're talking about. And did you know that you get a free special pick in your lobby when you use promo code Lance to sign up? You're going to use promo code Lance. They are going to match your first deposit up to $100. And then you're going to have a special pick in that lobby where it's easier. It's either an easy win or it's a great multiplier where you can make even more on your payout. So don't miss out on this great opportunity to follow along with your basketball action and make real money with your sports knowledge. It's Underdog Fantasy. Promo code Lance. Must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Good news, guys, for you guys. Apparently, mentally incompetent Americans are going to have access to guns under a new bill. Okay? So
Missouri?
No, this
They've
is,
been your go-to
this is
lately.
National, apparently. A deal made by congressional leaders to avert a partial shutdown of the U.S. government includes an attempt to ease some veterans' access to gun ownership, even though when they are deemed mentally incompetent to handle their own finances. Good news, more people can have guns in this country. This is real. A Taylor Swift post is being blamed for Instagram and Facebook going down in election interference.
Wait, what?
Yes. Taylor Swift, I wanted to remind you guys to vote in the presidential primary in Tennessee and 16 other states and territories. Okay? I want to remind you guys to vote the people who most represent you into power. If you haven't already, make a plan to vote today. Whether you're in Tennessee or somewhere else in the U.S., check your polling places.
That's truly diabolical. She told people to vote how they feel and vote for someone who represents them. That's diabolical. I thought she was going to sway an election.
That's right. She swayed the election.
Wait, she just said vote how you feel somebody represents you. How's that swaying an election?
Well, apparently she did. Apparently hundreds of thousands of users have reported issues on the Meta sites, including Facebook, Messenger, and Threads.
Everybody says go vote.
No.
There's no difference.
Taylor Swift did it. It's interfering with our election. She may be Russian. We don't know. Okay?
I thought the Russians didn't interfere in the election.
No, they do. Yes, they do.
Oh.
You're living under a rock.
So that's real.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was not, but they came out and said no.
Living near pubs, bars, and fast food restaurants could be bad for heart health. Do you guys?
Well, yeah, if you live there and walk there all the time, and
if you go there,
climb down the steps and eat there, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the assumption.
Yes.
I think that's the assumption.
A woman in Mexico paid thugs to ruin the bride's dress to stop her son's wedding. At what lengths would your wife go?
I mean, honestly, I just watched Griselda. If all she did was pay thugs to ruin the dress,
as opposed to kill her,
I mean, I just kind of feel like we're making progress.
The bride got off light.
Yeah, we're making progress. I mean, Griselda would have had her. You know, it would have been no doubt. She would have smoked crack and then immediately had people killed. Griselda on crack was not my favorite Griselda.
No, apparently a man is suing the Palazzo because while he was sleeping, a scorpion was underneath his covers, gnawing at his private parts and stinging him in his a scorpion.
Well, gnawing and stinging are two different things.
Do you think the Palazzo should not have scorpions in their beds?
I don't think that's... Yeah.
Are we blaming the Palazzo? It is Vegas.
No, he is.
Maybe he had a special kink. That now he's now
I can
that,
just tell you
that
this.
Went a little too far. Now
you
he's gotta, blaming the Palazzo.
You think that he might have had this was a sexual fantasy of his,
or maybe
no, I don't.
Or maybe he hired.
I don't think it was a sexual fantasy.
Some people like pleasure, pain with their pleasure. Maybe he brought. Maybe he hired someone, and they invited scorpions into the bed, And then he realized, I don't really like this. So he decided to sue.
Mm. Yeah.
We need to investigate. A scorpion just... I stayed at the Palazzo. Never had...
I never had a scorpion.
Never had I had a scorpion, gnawing on my nether regions.
Nether, anywhere.
No. No.
I don't want to order that. Like, I don't
I'm
want
with
a special...
you on this one. I never had a scorpion.
Okay. Palazzo. If I told you that you could...
I love the Palazzo, too.
If I told you that you could go to New York and you could stay... You and Wendy could go to New York, and but you don't tell her this. You have to tell her this. You could go to New York and you could stay in a presidential... In a penthouse suite. Like, not just a room.
But you don't know if there's a scorpion?
And you pay $200, but they tell you...
There's a chance.
They tell you there's a 50% chance there's a scorpion in this room.
Are you allowed to tear the room apart to try to find it, or do you have to just go with it?
To just sit there.
Yeah, but and if wait you find it, if you find it, you okay. The door locks on you, so you can't get out.
What
until
if they
a certain
pay
time.
You to stay at the presidential suite?
But you know, there's a scorpion.
There's a scorpion.
I would probably do it. Yeah. I would do it. How much are they paying me?
I mean, I'd probably set up something on top. Well, scorpions can probably climb up couches.
Yeah, scorpions can go everywhere.
Do this. I don't know. How could they get on a bed, though?
Sure, they'll crawl up a post.
Apparently they can.
I don't know.
And nibble at your nether regions.
Do scorpions nibble? Do they gnaw, like you said?
I think they sting with their tail.
They pinch and they sting.
They sting.
I don't think a scorpion comes up.
Hey, you don't know if he was nibbling. He might have been hungry, too.
No scorpions.
There might have been something down there.
No way. No way.
In Lance's bed, there's all kinds of crumbs.
Yeah, it could be
syrup.
You don't think?
Do scorpions like syrup?
You know what? If you put syrup all over the floor, they can't climb and get up. I promise you that. If you covered the perimeter with syrup.
You should cover it with tequila.
Oh, yeah. Scorpions. Yeah. How much? Now, I'd do a cheap tequila for that. I wouldn't do Maestro, but I'm not pouring on the floor to keep a scorpion out of my bed. I'm drinking that. I'll take some of your other cheap tequilas that burn your throats every time you do a shot. And you're like, okay, we're pre-gaming. Yeah, if you can already feel the heartburn developing with your tequila shots, you're not drinking a nice tequila. You're drinking something with a lot of impurities. What Maestro Dobel has is Maestro Dobel has a real, you know, a properly distilled tequila that has been made in Tequila, Mexico. Years of experience have been put into the process, and they have a high profile, high quality tequila at a very reasonable price. Wouldn't you love to have a premium tequila, whether it's a Reposado, the Añejo Extra, the Cristalino, even their smoked silver and their silver's outstanding. This is a chance for you to enjoy a great tequila when you go to your local liquor store. Put it on your shelf, send me a picture, find out exactly what I'm raving about, and you will find out that I have been telling the truth to you. I never lie anyway. It's Maestro Dobel. Wherever fine liquors are sold, Maestro Dobel.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.